As we entered Pendleton Juvenile Correctional Facility, I got a little nervous. From the outside, the building looked almost like a school, but it was fenced off with barbed wire. Inside, we had to walk through a metal detector and two thick steel doors that locked behind us. The kids held here have been convicted of very serious crimes, ranging from sexual offenses to robbery and even homicide. The four teens we talked to, who were all there for gun-related crimes, were soft-spoken and polite. Each one explained that he had grown up in a neighborhood where crime was an everyday occurrence. Each had friends who had been shot. To protect their identities, we were using their first names only. Anthony was at Pendleton for shooting somebody in an altercation. He was tall and looked tough, but stared at the floor during most of the interview. He described the environment that he grew up in as jacked up.
I don't even know how to explain it. It's like nothing never go right out there. It's just crimes, people fighting. I lost my best friend in the same neighborhood.
Larry was at Pendleton for illegal possession of a handgun. He said he bought his first gun for $150 from a crack addict. He was 14. Larry said that by getting a gun, he was being a follower instead of a leader. And then there's T. He was tall and self-confident, and said his experience with guns also began at a young age.
I say in my little lifetime, from between 12 and 18, I done had at least about 15 guns. All of them dirty. A couple of them reported stolen, a couple of them not reported stolen, but none of them in my name or nothing. I'm talking choppers, pistols, revolvers, pumps, little 22s, the AKs, everything.
According to T, buying guns on the street was easy.
Walking to the gas station, you can see an old head on the corner. Hey, young blood, I got this little pistol, man. Come on, let me. Come on, let me. He trying to get $10 so he can buy him some work or something. You done came up on a little $350 gun for about $10, $15. You can buy a gun anywhere, at any time, any day, holiday, nighttime, birthday, Mother's Day, all that. A gun is not a problem to get a hold to.
Detective Lottie Patrick of the IMPD's Youth Violence Reduction Team is well aware of how easy it is for teens to get guns in Indianapolis. They break into homes where firearms are not locked away, she said, and pick up weapons that their owners have left lying around the house. But breaking in, she added, is not always necessary.
Sometimes they get it from someone giving it to them, or they just have them in the home, laying on coffee tables, whether it be mom, dad's, mom's boyfriend, somebody else's. They're out there.
According to Patrick, if the police find out that a lot of guns are coming from a single source, they'll try to stop those sales. But most of the time, there's little the IMPD can do to prevent teens from getting guns. We asked the teens at Pendleton if they thought the government should do more to crack down on guns. T said he would like to live in a world where there aren't so many guns on the street, but when it came down to his own weapon, he had a different opinion.
I mean, from my point of view, I'd like to where I can get a gun easy, but then again, there's so many people out here getting killed that's close to me and stuff. I just feel like they do need to get the guns under control. But then again, I need my strap, though. I can't go without my strap.
T said that after he's released from prison, he still plans to carry a gun, but just for protection. For Y Press, I'm Andy Yang.